We always like to have our speaker wrap up their time with us. So Jason, come on up and close us out, if you would, for your time with us. That'd be great.
I gotta get those shoes. That was awesome. Wow, styling. Just pave your own way in this world. That's pretty sweet. Just a quick question for all the kids out there. How many of you shot at the 22 range? How many shot guns? How many of you hit a bullseye? Ooh, three of you. Oh, but you guys, you hit like 17 of them. I know, you won. You won everything. You know, and yeah, you can put the hand down now. That's all right. Adults, how many of you shot at the range? How many of you hit a bullseye? Yeah, it was like a few went down like that, yeah. Well, in 2004, at the Olympic Games, the Athens Games, there was a sharpshooter by the name of Matt Emmons, and Matt was the favorite going into the three-position, 50-meter rifle event. He was the four-time world champion at that event, and he came in expecting to dominate the field, and he did. He had one shot left. All he needed to do was hit the target, and so Matt lined up his rifle, and he got down, and he shot it, and what do you kids think that he got? He got a bullseye. You know, normally that shot would have gotten him an 8.1 on the point scale, easily winning him the gold medal. Do you want to know? There was one problem, however. He shot at the wrong target. Instead of shooting on lane two, which he was in, he shot at target three. It's a very rare mistake in elite competition, the judges would say, and he was disqualified from the event, missing out on the gold medal. Later on, they asked Matt, what caused you to miss the target? You've never missed a target like that in your life. And he said, I simply forgot to look where I was aiming. You know, we've been talking about this issue of legacy and the legacy that you and I are called to leave as people. And I just want to ask you, are you shooting at the right target? This week, we've talked about the targets that God wants us to shoot at. That sometimes in our past, in our history, our families have shot at the wrong target. And we assume that's the only target we can pass on to our kids, but it's not. There's a new target for us to shoot at. It's a target that's centered in Jesus. It's a target that points towards people. It's a target that keeps going when life is hard. And it's a target that refuses to stay in the mundane of life. It's a target that says, you know what? I'm going to risk everything to follow Jesus. It's said of King David in the Bible that David served the purposes of God in his generation, and then he died. In other words, he shot at the right target, and we're still talking about him today because he did. You and I have an opportunity in our lives to shoot at the right target, to leave a legacy. And so the question is, what target are you shooting at? And will you, not just in a big way, not in just in the huge ways, but will you, as you go back to your everyday lives, in the small decisions, shoot at the right target? So that your kids and your grandkids and their grandkids know what target to shoot at in life. You will leave a legacy. There's no doubt about that. The question is, what legacy will you leave? My prayer is that you will leave the one that God has asked you to leave. And that your kids and their kids and their kids will follow your example. Amen.